something very very exciting is coming up, and I believe it's this Saturday night, the Mayhem Club night for the Learn Disability community. Delighted to say on the line we have one of the Mayhem DJs, Dr. DJ James Fieldus. Morning, James.
Good morning.
Good to speak to you on Radio Woking this morning. So, we've spoken before many times about Mayhem, but we really wanted to get you on just to give a bit of a recap of what's happening. So, Mayhem at the Fiery Bird, you're making your debut at the new venue. Tell us more, James.
So, we're part of the company with the Double Tree a couple months back because we had a few, we went to play a bit more accessible, a bit more... Mm-hmm. To bring people to a bit more a disco atmosphere, and we found this place called the New Firebird. Big shout to Lorena, and we'll be working with Link Able to get this, to make this happen. Yeah. And now here we are.
So yeah, this is Mayhem. I know you've been involved from the start. When did it all start, James? When did Mayhem all begin?
So it started roughly about 2000. I can't remember the exact date. I think
long,
2005. And a girl called Natalie had this idea about, can we get the people in the learning disability come out in the nightclub and have a great time like everyone does today?
I mean, it's been in multiple venues. I know a lot of people may remember back in the old Quake nightclub, and then you moved, say, to the Hilton Hotel, and that really wasn't suitable. So what were the issues with the Hilton Hotel? Why wasn't that suitable for what you needed?
It's more of a health check because it was all limiting music, so we can have it loud like you were doing a nightclub, and we wanted to have it more a nightclub feel, as they were.
Yeah, rather than a sort of function room in a hotel, and obviously the Hilton played its part because, you know, you were able to get it meant you were able to get the disco up and running after COVID, because this is something that was hugely popular, and then suddenly 2020, we know what happened. We went into COVID and it wasn't able to happen. So, I mean, that must have been really hard for you, James, not being able to do what you love.
Yeah, it was very hard. Trying to keep myself motivated is like I was stuck indoors. Mm. I mean, what do you do? You couldn't do really much.
No.
Being at home.
Exactly, I know, it must have been really, well, it's hard for everyone, but the learning disability community as well, particularly affected by lockdown and change of routine and everything, and the loss of things, services and things like Mayhem. But the good news is, it's back. So, the Fiery Bird, I mean, I went to their opening weekend the other week, and it's brilliant. It used to be the KFC building. Sadly, not so much fried chicken around, but, you know.
It's probably for the best job.
It's a great venue, though. They've literally been given a lane, and the team have been given this building. It's due to be demolished on Goldsworth Road in about 3 years, but they've been given it, and they've got funding from Eco World London, who are doing the development, and they've just said, look, you can have the building for 3 years. They funded a lot of facilities and done it up to get up to standard, and the room which you're going to be in, I believe it used to be like an office, but they've really kind of transformed it, haven't they, James?
I mean, a big shout to David. He's done the lights. He's done absolutely amazing job with the lighting, the decor, and making this place look like a nightclub or a user venue, as they were.
You walk in and you think, right, this time last year, that would just be a kind of a boring old office room where people have their board meetings and eat chicken or whatever they do at KFC headquarters. But now it's been painted. It does feel properly staged there and everything. And it's a really great space. And it's really accessible as well, which is really important.
There's no lift. It's all one floor. All you got to do is go into the building, pay and come in, and then walk in, done. That's it. And there's a cloak room on the way through, and there's a bar, and it's all very cheap prices, all on the Link Able website, and you can have a look, and you can see what's going on.
Yeah, so linkable.org.uk. If you go to the latest news section, you'll find a lovely picture of you and one of the other DJs, Aaron there. It's a brilliant picture. And you're obviously really passionate, James, about doing this. Why is Mayhem so important for the learning disability community locally?
Well, I just love it. It just brings the buzz every time I go and do an event. It just like this is what I love doing, and that's pretty much it. There's it's been such a difficult to get back on the road since COVID, and now we're back here doing what we do.
So what do you love about it? What is it that keeps you coming back, and you know, what is it that gives you that buzz? What do you enjoy about being on stage doing the DJing?
I just love the atmosphere. I just love people seeing dancing, having a good time on a Saturday or Friday night, and it's just when you go out into a nightclub, it's that energy, and it just brings that buzz to what I love doing.
And what I think is really good about something like Linkable and Mayhem, you know, you have this club night and it doesn't feel like, oh, it's a disco for people with disabilities. It's a proper club experience, but obviously they've taken into account, you know, strobe lighting and people's needs and things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no strobe lighting whatsoever. We've got our own disco, using their disco own lights as well to make it more disco, vibrant, if that's the word.
Yeah.
They come and you'll notice that difference when you go into a venue, like it's a proper nightclub. Feels like it.
And the music's going a bit louder as well, because obviously at the Hilton Hotel, you've got people sleeping. You have to keep the volume down.
What I'm saying to you is please bring them, because it's going to be a lot louder than they used to be.
Yeah. Okay, and big changes not only for Mayhem, but also Linkable as well. You have a new boss, a new CEO as a charity, don't you?
I only found this a couple of months back. It's called Sue. What's her name? Sue.
It is Sue. She is the new CEO. I'm just having a look here. Sue Stockman. She's really excited, and this is her first at a new venue, and also the first Mayhem for the new CEO, Sue Stockman, as well. She says she's delighted to join. Just as they secured a new venue for Mayhem, she says she knows mainstream club nights often have accessibility issues and can be intimidating for people with learning disabilities. That's why Mayhem is vital in offering the community a safe and supported place to enjoy a proper night out. And she's really looking forward to it. So we're looking forward to seeing the new CEO, Sue, on the dance floor then, are we, James?
Yeah, she's there, which is really nice as well.
That's so good, really good.
That'll be really nice as well. So
exciting times. And this is something then that is open to the whole learner disability community. I mean, how does it work if you want to come along? Do you need to book, or do you just turn up on the door, or what do you have to do?
You can pay through the website on the Linkay website, or you can just turn up at the door. It's £7 the door. Your carers can come in too. And I think they have to pay as well £7 as well.
Okay.
Just to keep the costs up and all that, you know.
It's brilliant though, and this is something that happens several times a year, every few months you put one of these nights on.
Yeah, they're on the whole rest of the year. The next one is on Saturday the 23rd of December. Getting rid of the old Christmas season.
Oh, I love the idea of a disco. Yeah, and Halloween, of course, coming up. So is it going to be, can you dress up in your favourite Halloween costumes as a ghost or whatever? Just thinking. I'm thinking put a sheet over your head or something like that with eye holes in.
Bin bag.
Yeah, could do. It could be a Halloween outfit. Yeah, anyway. Okay, so lots of spooky songs on the playlist, I would imagine, then, this weekend.
That is the plan. Lots of thriller, all that kind of stuff. So, yeah,
fantastic. Well, it's great news that this, you know, the Fiery Bird is there offering that space for the community, and that Mayhem is back. Vitally important, because it brings people together through music, through dancing, through socialising, and it is so, so important. So, James, thank you so much for telling us about it. You can find out more, of course, at linkable.org.uk, and the Mayhem Disco is happening this coming Saturday. And what time does it start?
It starts at 7 o'clock to 11 o'clock. If you want to get, if you guys are stuck with information, if you are stuck, please call your office on 01437700037. 01437700037.
Brilliant. Thank you, James, so much. And good luck for your mayhem on Saturday night. It sounds amazing. And it's just such a brilliant, brilliant atmosphere for you and for everyone down there at Lincable. So, James, have a good day. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, James.